Thank you. So those of you who have been worshiping here in the last month or so know that this summer we are taking a look at some of God's words and teachings of wisdom that are found in the Bible. And before we leave the book of Proverbs, I wanted to spend a few minutes noticing the very final chapter of Proverbs, which Letitia just read, Proverbs 31. I don't know if this is true, but it is possible that many of the women in this room are more familiar with this chapter than some of the men, because in many churches, this chapter is a staple of Mother's Day sermons. P31 Bible studies, as they are, I've learned, are often, that's what they're called, are routine in women's dorms on Christian college campuses. The Christian book market churns out dozens of titles on this chapter every year. And so you'll find there's zillions of them on Amazon. There's The Secrets of the Proverbs 31 Woman, The Top 10 Virtues of the Proverbs 31 Woman, Beautiful in God's Eyes, The Treasures of the Proverbs 31 Woman, and so on. There's hundreds of them. Christian women bloggers who are writing primarily for an audience of other women frequently will tackle this chapter in one or more of their entries. And it makes sense, right? Proverbs 31 and this woman that Letitia just read to us about is one of the fullest positive portrayals of a woman in the entire Bible. So, of course, women are going to take notice of it. And the impact of that has been that among Christians, we almost always think of this chapter as useful for half of us. But this last week, as I was preparing to speak to you, I admittedly was preparing in the afterglow of the U.S. Women's World Cup last Sunday. And I just want to say to the brothers and the sisters in the room who may possibly have skipped church last Sunday in order to watch that game, we forgive you. Some of us may be a little jealous. Anyway, it occurs to me that in this era, one of the things that I heard as a teenager, which was that it was impossible to create a movie or to create a movie or write a book where the hero was a woman because boys would not read books like that, is not true in my son's generation. That my kids love to watch, my sons love Captain Marvel. My sons are looking forward to Black Widow and Wonder Woman and Squirrel Girl. We live in a different time. Squirrel is Marvel. Ask Elijah. Squirrel Girl. Anyway. To my brothers, my sisters and I have been blessed to learn from and follow the example of Moses and David and the Apostle Paul and Jesus for our lives. And in our time, I hope that the examples of the wise woman of Proverbs are too good to be limited to only the women in the room, to women's retreats and women's Bible studies. So, brothers, I hope that there is something here in this chapter that is also for you. Amen? But before Proverbs 31 can be useful to anyone, I think that it is important to clear something up. This chapter was not ever written and intended to be a checklist of things that one must complete in order to be worthy of praise. Letitia read, I don't know if you read part of the chapter or the whole chapter by the time you got through there, but anyway, you may have noticed that the chapter is organized as a list of descriptions of what in the translation that Letitia read, a woman of noble character is like. But Proverbs 31 is actually a highly stylized acrostic poem. If you're not familiar with an acrostic, I have an example. It is one that Elijah made for me about 6 or 7 years ago as part of a Mother's Day card. An acrostic is a poem where the first word of each line starts with a letter that spells something out. So in this case, if you can't read his 5-year-old handwriting, it says, my mom is outstanding, true, happy, excellent, and running. I actually realized how much less I've been running lately than I was evidently 5 years ago when Elijah said to me, when I showed this to him a couple days ago, he said, running? Why did I write that? So Proverbs 31 is like this. It's an acrostic. It's hard to see this in our English translations, but starting at verse 10, each, and you can get rid of this one now and maybe throw up the other one, the Proverbs 31. Each verse starts with the progressive letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So verse 10 starts with Aleph, verse 11, the first word begins with Bet, and then Gimel, Dalet, Hey, through each word, and then the final verse, 31, is a word that begins with Tof, which is the final letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So this poem is like the A to Z of women. It's all the possible ways that a woman of that time could be commended. It's a picture of all different assorted ways that a woman could be worthy of praise. There's another hint that this is an idealized description in that, and you also, it's another thing you can't really see in our English translations, but there are 7 mentions of her hands, and 7 is a number of perfection. If this was a checklist of expectations that any one person would fulfill, it would be overwhelming and impossible. And it was also written for a different time and place. In Rachel Held Evans' book, A Year of Living Biblically, she writes about how she spent a month trying to fulfill all 22 things on this list. And it's kind of a hilarious chapter, basically about her successes and failures. She tried to cook Thai curry because that would be food from a foreign land. You know, I can't really see because I highlighted it, and now you can't see the highlight. But anyway, then her husband nixed that Thai curry idea, so they settled on taco salad as their foreign spice. She tried to knit a red hat for her husband so that her family would be clothed in scarlet in the time of snow. She sewed pillows, thus making coverings for her bed, and a purple linen dress so that she would be clothed in fine linen and purple. She stood on a busy street in her town with a Dan is awesome sign, thus respecting her husband at the city gate. So she did check off the boxes, but it was a little ridiculous. And I think that was her point. This is not a checklist. Perhaps the most important way that we can know that this is not a checklist of things to do is that there is only one command in the entire chapter. It's verse 31, the final verse. And it is not addressed to a woman. It is addressed to King Lemuel when it says, honor her for all her hands have done. Let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Proverbs 31 is not a checklist. It is a blessing. And Helica Duncan says, anywhere in the Old Testament where the Israelites were being blessed by God or blessing one another. It was a public declaration of favored status with God and or the person blessing them. It also endowed them with power for prosperity and success. In other words, a blessing was a public prophetic proclamation about that person's life. As it related to their covenant relationship with God. In some Jewish homes, this chapter is a Sabbath blessing sung to thank and praise the women of that home. And the key blessing of this chapter is a blessing that I am blessed by, and I hope that we can extend to one another. Sisters and brothers, men and women. And that blessing is found in verse 10. And it's the Hebrew word chayil. It's translated noble character in the NIV. For a word that is translated, or that appears more than 240 times in the Old Testament, it is surprising, perhaps, that our Bible translations have such a difficult time agreeing on what it means. NIV says noble character. The English Standard Version uses the word excellent. The King James says virtuous. The NRS uses capable. The New Living Translation claims both capable and virtuous. But in most of the 240 uses of the word chayil in the Bible, probably over 200 of them, chayil is almost always translated in a military context. When it is in the plural, chayil is often translated as army. As an adjective, it generally refers to fighting men, strong men, men of valor. So one typical example would be in Joshua chapter 1, as those of you remember Joshua chapter 1, that's the chapter where Joshua is preparing the people to enter into the promised land, and it's where he says, be bold, be strong, the Lord our God is with you. Remember that that song? And in that chapter, verse 14, Joshua asks the chayil men, the valiant men, to bravely cross the Jordan River first so that the more vulnerable people could follow along behind these valorous men who would go before them and protect them. One of the few other times in the Bible besides Proverbs 31 where chayil does not refer to a valiant fighter, a military context, is in the book of Ruth. Ruth was, as you may remember, a Moabite widow who left her homeland with her mother-in-law after her husband died in the hope that they could make a better life in Israel. Ruth was called chayil, a strong and valiant woman. Ruth was a foreign woman. She was, at the time that this word was used of her, widowed. She had no children. She had no wealth. And she was so poor that she was reduced to surviving by picking the leftover unpicked barley that the workers had left behind after they had harvested the fields. Chayil. Chayil. That is our blessing for today. Friends, if a foreign widow with no money or children could live a chayil life, if Joshua's valiant army crossing first to protect the more vulnerable ones behind them could be chayil, if the privileged noble woman of Proverbs 31 could live chayil, then surely chayil, valor, and strength is not limited by our gender or by our life circumstances. People of God, whatever our circumstances, bless you to be people of chayil. We may be called upon to be like Joshua's men and step out first, taking the heat so as to protect our more vulnerable family, our more vulnerable neighbors. Bless you. Some of us may be like Ruth, making a home in a foreign land, living by faith and integrity in a strange and difficult places with no promises except God's faithfulness to sustain us. Bless you. We may be like the woman of Proverbs 31, using our privilege and our resources generously and wisely for the good of our communities. If so, bless you. Rise up, church. May we be a people who remembers who we are, people of chayil, people of valor, of strength. Our world needs us to be people of valor and strength. Letitia began our service this morning with some words from Hannah's prayer. And it includes these words. Hannah said, "No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one other than you. There is no rock like our God. For the Lord is a God who knows, who evaluates what people do. The bows of warriors are shattered, but those who stumble find their strength, find their warrior strength, find their valor, their chayil, reinforced." People of God, may we claim the blessing of Hannah. May we find our valor, our strength, reinforced. May we find our strength in God, our rock, when, like Hannah says, we are shattered and stumble. May we find that our strength has been reinforced in you. Amen.